Hi, Michael Sparks here, and it's the AMSOIL dealer training call for our team, and it's Monday, August 17th, 2015. Thanks for calling in tonight. We're excited about this evening's call. Tonight we have a great call lined up. It's we're going to talk with Carol Bell and see how things are going after building a successful business. I met Carol back in 2000. In Dallas, Texas, at an AMSOIL dealer training event called CAT School, and CAT stands for Commercial Account Training. This is the precursor to the AMSOIL University, which started in 2001. I had just become a dealer back in January of 2000 and was trying to figure out how to become more successful as an AMSOIL dealer. As luck would have it, I was a dealer on the Bell team. Since then, David and Carol had taken me under their wing, and over the years, we've become friends. I'm so glad to have gotten to know Carol over the years. She's such a great leader, a mentor, and a friend. And tonight, we're going to focus on the AMSOIL business and how it applies to a spouse or family member after the primary dealer has passed away. Of course, David and Carol have worked their business together since they've got started way back when. But Carol has had to take the reins by herself. After some adjustments, we're going to hear about those tonight. Without further ado, let's welcome Carol Bell, AMSOIL 5-star Regency Platinum Direct Jobber. Carol, are you there?
I am, Michael. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Carol. Life's been a little bit topsy-turvy for the last several years, and we've been in close contact over these several years, and you know, probably the last 15 years, really. I know you've had a lot of adjustments and changes over the last couple years, and I'm looking forward to hearing how your business is going and what's been going on.
Very good.
So tonight I thought we would focus on you, Carol Bell, and the AMSOIL business since David's passing. If anybody listening into the call don't realize that David and Carol Bell, very successful, top-level AMSOIL dealers, and David passed away a couple of years ago. I'm going to have Carol tonight talk a little bit about that and what's going on with the business since then. So let's start out by giving maybe a recap on what happened to David what's going on with that.
Sure, Michael. David died in December of 2013, and several months before that, in July of 2013, we had gone to AMSOIL University and the 40th anniversary convention in Superior and Duluth. We always drove up there in our truck and took a couple of dealers with us every year. That particular year, we took Ron Mazzoletti, who lives just up the way from Austin in Harker Heights, and Gary Cooper, who lives in Ada, Oklahoma. David hadn't been feeling well, so we had him checked out before we left and were told he was fine. He did most of the driving on that trip up there and was able to go through the first couple of days of AMSOIL University, but then he began to feel really sick, and he wasn't able to go to anything the rest of the week. One night, I took him to the hospital in Duluth to see if they could help. They gave him some medicine that they thought might help him. And I attended the rest of the convention myself, including taking our Bell team on a dinner cruise on Lake Superior. When everything was over, Ron and Gary raced us back home nonstop. I will always be forever grateful to them for helping us with that very difficult trip. When we got back home, we found out that David had massive amounts of cancer, the worst of which was bone cancer. He began radiation and chemotherapy treatments along with other more natural type things we tried, but nothing worked. During this time, neither of us ever thought he would die. He wanted to live. He had so much more he wanted to accomplish in life, but the most important thing each of us wanted was to be together. He spent his last week in hospice care, and the nurses there were amazed by him. Toward the end, they had given him so much morphine to stop his pain. His pain had been so unbearable all those months. They couldn't believe he was able to still talk because of the morphine he'd had. But he was constantly asking them if there wasn't something that could be done to make him well. He died on Christmas Eve in the afternoon, and while that seems an awful time to die, I try to look at it as a very special time. Will Christmas ever be the same for me again? Absolutely not. But I try to look at it as a very special and wonderful person dying at a very special and wonderful time of year. Back to you, Michael.
Well, thank you, Carol. And David really was a special person from the first time that I met David back in 2000, just full of energy, full of being positive. He never failed to any situation I called about, make it a positive situation and make things better. And I know that over the years, I think you guys were together over 25 years. Is that correct?
Yes, about 26.
26 years, you were a team. David, it was always David and Carol Bell. It was really just never David. And even though the first couple of years you were a teacher, and David was really into the lubricant and the sales side and you know, the technical stuff, you were always there, part of the team, and helping out all the time. And I'm sure it was an adjustment after David's passing. It's been, what, a couple of years now, and I've wanted to have you on the call, and I just thought you would have to go through the process of grieving. You and David were like two peas in the pod. You guys were inseparable, and I will always remember and hold dear to my heart what you guys have. You're an inspiration for sure.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Welcome. But I thought tonight we would maybe talk a little bit about the business since David has passed away. It's been a couple of years now, December 2013. It's now coming up on 2 years. And, of course, we've been in close contact over the last couple of years. I think we talk maybe a couple of times a week, I'm sure.
Right.
And your business has a change in some ways. In some ways, they've changed, stayed the same.
Right.
So let's start out by talking about the AMSOIL business and how you kept it going through this. You know, I know David was sick for a little while, and how did you keep the business going?
Well, I went through a grieving process, needless to say, and that's always terrible to have to do that. But I feel I was fortunate, Michael, because, first of all, I had a wonderful family, both mine and David's, to be there for me whenever I needed them, and they still are to this very day. David and I also had wonderful friends that are there for me. They still are to this very day. And one of the most amazing things was the AMSOIL dealers and direct jobbers who were there for me, and they still are to this very day. Michael, you and Alicia have been at the top of the list for a long time now. And fourth, I had the AMSOIL company to be there for me, and they too are still there for me. Any request I've made has been granted. I don't care what it was. Anytime I just needed them to listen, that's exactly what all of you have done, and I appreciate it so much. I also went through a program called Grief Share, which I understand is worldwide. It goes on at various churches and cities, and I highly recommend them to help in dealing with grief of the loss of a loved one. This particular group I went to focused on the death of someone really close, such as a husband, wife, son, daughter, mother, father, brother, or sister. We would meet once a week for a couple of hours, watch a 40-minute film at first, and then talk with each other about our loss. We would cry, laugh, talk, be quiet, and go through all kinds of emotions. Was it hard to do? Definitely. But the benefits were there when it was over. It lasts for 13 weeks. The groups are small, and you can repeat it as many times as you need to. You hear stories that are much worse than your own and others that are not as bad, but all of you are going through pain, and being able to release that pain allows you to heal. I doubt we ever fully heal from a loss like this, but it helps to be able to go on toward the future instead of getting stuck in the past. Michael, our Amesville business continued on amazingly well. I didn't know what to expect, although, you know, I've always heard how great the Amesville business is because it keeps on going when someone dies. At first, I was in a daze, not really caring or being able to do much of anything. You know, there was one thing I did do, though. I did answer the phone and take orders over the phone. We have customers that have always wanted us to do their orders for them. Some of them want to give their orders more quickly than they can, calling the order desk. And others have always wanted to be sure, well, David and I used to laugh about this, they wanted to be sure we got the credit for their order. That was one thing we never worried about with Amesville. We always were very confident our customers, we would get credit for our customers' orders. And then some of them like to do their order with us and just visit for a while. We'd visit and talk with them and enjoy that. When I told them about David, they were devastated, many of them breaking down when they heard the news. They have all assured me they will continue doing business with me, and they have. And thanks to my dealers, direct jobbers, and technical services department at Amesville, I get them prompt and excellent answers to their questions if they ask me something I don't know. So, guess, Michael, it's been different. It really has. In some ways, it's changed. Back to you.
Well, and I know there's some comfort in that, the things that you've done the same over the years, taking orders and talking to customers, and that keeps you kind of going forward, that you've been used to doing that over the years, even though probably David probably took most of the orders over the years. But you knew how to do that, and you knew about the customers, and you probably had relationships with many of those customers through the trade shows that you worked over the many, many years that you've done trade shows all over the country. So those customers you visited with and knew some of them, I'll never forget last year when you traveled out of the country and asked me to help you out with some of those orders and customers that called in. And many of them still didn't know what had happened to David. And you were right. They truly were saddened by the loss. And it's a great relationship when you can have that with your customers, that they realize that loss, and sometimes we all want our customers to go online and order Amesville products, but that relationship when they call you up and you get to visit with them for a few minutes, even if it's only 5 minutes, and see how they're doing, and you create that, and you do that over a period of years, so, you know, 20, 25 years, you create a relationship that's just ongoing, and it really is comforting. I would think after a loss like that, you get those people that are on your side and thinking about you and praying for you and trying to help you out the best they can.
That's true. You know, we've always kept 3x5 cards on our desk with every customer in it, and David would always write notes on the 3x5 cards. The wife's name, how many kids they had, what their dog's name was, and he would, you mean that because we had so many, he had to keep notes to remember, and so you can imagine how impressed the customers were when he would ask them how Joey was doing or whatever. It just really made them feel that he was very special.
Exactly, and that's a testament to really understanding your customer and doing the best you can for that customer. It doesn't matter what business you're in, but especially the Amesville business, the more cemented you could make a relationship, the longer term that relationship will be, and it can span multi-generations, I'm sure.
That's right.
And, when you and David were together, you did many, many trade shows over the years. I think I started listening to the Bell Teleconference back in 2000 when we first met. I didn't even know about it, and I've listened pretty faithfully over the last, 10 or 12 years or however long the Bell Teleconference. So it's still going on now. So 15 years, it's really, really been going after it. But when you first got started, you really were heavy into the trade show method. Can you kind of go over a little bit how that has transitioned over to what you're doing now? Maybe not so much trade shows, but, you know, how your business has changed.
Well, needless to say, I have changed our business model. I had to. When David was here, our offices were side by side. He did certain things. I did certain things. Now it's all piled onto one plate, my plate. I had to make some changes. Things are different now, but I think they're working pretty well. I'm no longer involved in doing trade shows, which was a big part of our activities, as many of you well know. I don't have any interest in it, and right now it would be too emotional for me to even just make an appearance at them, even though I'm asked many times to come. Our dealers and direct jobbers are definitely doing the shows we used to do. I book some of them, help pay for part of them, get co-op for them from AMSOIL. AMSOIL has, however, has taken over many of the big shows we used to do, so I don't have that responsibility for them anymore. But AMSOIL continues to use the Bell Team dealers and direct jobbers in these shows and has promised me that they will continue to do that. One of the things I've done is I've hired my wonderful sister-in-law, Linda Bell, to help me one day a week in the office here at home. She's an AMSOIL dealer, too, so I haven't had to teach her about the AMSOIL business. She already knows, and she's got far greater computer skills than I do since she used to work for Farmers Insurance and dealt with customers and with computers. So we enjoy working together. And we learn a lot from each other, and I really have appreciated the opportunity to work with her. I still keep the two offices, and as I said, I probably won't always, but right now I work at both of them, and it's nice for her to have one when she comes to work. I certainly get new customers all the time. Sometimes I think David's up there in heaven helping me because people just appear wanting to be customers. Most likely, however, we have done plenty of advertising. And since October of 2014, I've had a local television ad that has brought in some new customers, too. You know, there's some interesting things going on in my business that have great promise. I definitely feel good about doing the AMSOIL business. I see many women who have lost their husbands and just can't seem to get back on track because they don't have anything pulling them into the future. So I feel very grateful for the AMSOIL business, that for sure, because I do feel pulled into the future. Back to you, Michael.
Well, you're part of a family, and you know families don't let people just hang out in the never never land. You got to come with us to the future, and we're pulling you forward, and we're giving you ideas, and we're telling you, hey, maybe think about this, and obviously the trade show method is great for many AMSOIL dealers, but for a single person, to go out and do all that work by themselves wouldn't be very fun. Let's talk about customers that you have, getting to visit more with the customers you already have and build that up. There's plenty of business there, is there not?
Exactly. There is plenty of business.
It really is. I want to think about really quick, and we kind of glanced over this in the beginning, but I'd like to hear your story on how you found AMSOIL. You're kind of the founder of the Bell team of AMSOIL, and I don't know if everybody's heard that or not, So I always like to revisit it because it's really an interesting story. Carol, well, on you're the founder of the Bell team. If it wasn't for Carol Bell, nobody listening in tonight would probably be using AMSOIL products or even be an AMSOIL dealer.
Well, I didn't really look at AMSOIL as a business, but I did learn about the products at first, and then after I married David, then that's when we discovered it could be a great business. In the spring of 1986, I had bought a new Buick Century. Clayton and Rose Chance were longtime family friends whom my family and I had met when I was 12 years old. They had three sons and no daughters, and they came to look at me as a daughter, and in a way they became a second set of parents to me. They'd always given me great advice as I was growing up, so when Clayton told me about the AMSOIL products for my new car, boy, did I go for that. He sold me the oil filter and air filter and the oil and put them in the car for me. I'd always had my oil changed faithfully every 3,000 miles, and I was so happy I could go a whole year without having to get that done. Clayton was a dealer, but he always regretted he had never done more with AMSOIL than just sell it to family and friends. Needless to say, he was so impressed when David and I built such a large AMSOIL business. By the way, Dr. Clayton Chance was a university professor in mechanical engineering. I met him here in Austin. He was at UT, and then eventually he ended up in Northern Arizona University. He and his wife, Rose, passed away a few years ago. Anyway, all of this took place a few months before I met David. I didn't think to tell him about it until a year later when we were married and settled down. He'd met Clayton and Rose. They had been at our wedding. But he had just never heard of this oil, didn't think it was a good idea at all, took it all out of my car, and got rid of it. I didn't say anything since he was going to be in charge of all oil changes now, but I guess something intrigued him about it. He found a longtime friend of his who ran an automotive shop here in Austin who knew all about AMSOIL and, like Clayton, thought it was the best there was. The next thing I know, David's flying to Superior, Wisconsin in the dead of winter to see this company for himself, thinking it might just be in somebody's garage. But he came back so impressed with AMSOIL Incorporated. And the next thing I know, the oil is back in my car, and then it gets in David's car, and we're in the AMSOIL business. David was already in sales, but he needed to have a sponsor who could explain the products to him and also how the business worked. I'm going to tell you this because it is a lesson that he and I learned and would never forget, and it's something you should never forget either. He visited AMSOIL in December of 1987, and we didn't join until almost a year later, October the 3rd, 1988. And this was why. When David called AMSOIL, he was given the name of a top dealer in the company whom David called, explained what he wanted, and was told we'd get information and an application in the mail to become AMSOIL dealers very soon. But it never came. David called that person again. He had some excuse why he hadn't sent it. He would get it in the mail that very day, but it never came. Each time when David called, the dealer would have some excuse for not having sent it. Time went on. AMSOIL would give us another name, and we'd go through the same process. And this happened two or three times. And I'm not saying these dealers did that all the time. I don't know, but what God had this all planned out so we would learn a lesson from it. But finally, we contacted Ray and Arlene Schmidt in St. Cloud, Minnesota, very far away from us, and they were more than happy to help us. Ray and David spent many hours on the phone, with David learning all about the AMSOIL products and business. I don't know if those other direct jobbers ever remembered the Bell name that they had talked to David, and that they had missed out on getting what was to be an important name in the AMSOIL business. So, a lesson to you, please, don't let time go by without responding to someone who contacts you about AMSOIL, whether it be products and or the business. That lesson stayed with us, and I can honestly say we never fail to respond to a message fast. And now I continue on with that attitude. Back to you, Michael.
Well, Carol, that's exactly true. You just never know the person that contacts you or contacts AMSOIL and you get a lead in the mail, what they're going to turn out to be. And it only takes one or two to really propel your business to the next level. I don't know how many people, if you have the AMSOIL Dealer Magazine for this month, would love to have sponsored you and David back in 1988.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and I've often thought, you know, to say, you know, be the sponsor that you don't have. You know, many people say, well, my sponsor never did this, my sponsor never did that. Well, be the opposite of that. Be the guy that does all that stuff. And I think you probably learned that lesson way back then, that, like, I'm not going to be like those folks. I'm not going to let these people drag on forever. If somebody's looking for AMSOIL products or wants to be an AMSOIL dealer, I'm going to do my best to try to help them be the AMSOIL dealer they can be, because you just don't know if they're going to be the top in the company like you guys have. And that's a goal that everybody should be shooting for, is to be the top in the company. And I think even if you don't make the top of the company, if you shoot for it, you'll still be more successful than probably 90% of the other ones that are out there that aren't doing anything.
That's right.
One last thing before we get off tonight, we kind of touched about that, about family and friendship and the AMSOIL business. I know over the last 25 years or so for yourself that you've probably created a lot of relationships, and maybe you want to go over that a little bit.
Well, you know, AMSOIL is so much more than just a business. I plan to continue with the AMSOIL business as long as I possibly can. That was what David and I always talked about. We'd do it as long as we could. No retirement ever. I'm constantly busy with it. There's plenty to learn and keep up with. Hey, that's almost a full-time job on its own these days, isn't it? But what's
it
more
sure
important? Yeah, what's more important, no matter how many hours we spend studying all the tons of information for us all on the AMSOIL website, there's something very special about this business. It means more than just selling oil. It means this is a business we can do with our family if our family members are willing and have the desire. It's a business we can do from our home and not have to be away from our family. It means that our customers are more than just people who buy the oil. They become our good and long-lasting friends. It's more than just a business we can leave to someone when we die. You know, it's a business that offers so much more than just an income. For most of our years in AMSOIL, David and I were concerned about what was going to happen to our business when neither of us were here anymore. We didn't feel that we had anyone in his or my family who wanted to take on such a large AMSOIL business that we have. I know that some of you have this situation yourself and understand exactly what I'm talking about. However, as time has gone on, it became evident that there was a family member who would be perfect to take our place someday. He's someone who has many of the characteristics of David, and that person is Major Bo Bell, David's nephew, and mine too, son of Jeff and Linda Bell. He's outgoing, he cares about people, he's a hard worker and learns quickly. He's in the U.S. Marines, has used AMSOIL products from the day he got his first car and has already begun building his own AMSOIL business with his beautiful wife, Carrie. Since as a Marine, he is deployed to other parts of the world from time to time and has to be away from family. He doesn't have a lot of time to work on it, but he's introducing the AMSOIL products to his buddies, and he and Carrie are getting their business going. When Bo retires from the Marines, I think he's got about 7 or 8 more years, he's looking forward to working on his AMSOIL business full-time from their home. So by the time I'm not around anymore, he and Carrie will have plenty of experience to take over the business that David and I spent such a long time building. And you know, that's a great feeling. I certainly wish them all the best.
Well, Carol, that's a great testament to the AMSOIL business, the family atmosphere that is available to anyone who desires to take on this responsibility of being an AMSOIL dealer, sharing it with other people, helping customers over the years, and getting family members involved. And it can be frustrating. Anybody else can say on here, it can be frustrating to get family members involved. But those of us who have built up an AMSOIL business to the level that you have, it's a great testament to what the hard work, the dedication that you've put into the business can now be passed on and can continue to develop and grow over the years. Because I believe that AMSOIL is going to be around, you know, we talk 140 years. Well, AMSOIL is going to be around for 140 years or 240 years. This company is not going anywhere. It's a great business. The products are great. The leadership in our company is great. And I know we have our work cut out for us, but it's going to be there for the future.
Absolutely.
Well, great, Carol. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we close tonight? And we've a couple minutes over, but I'd love to have you just say what you think about the AMSOIL business and what the future holds.
Well, I just think it's wonderful, and I thank you so much for your teleconference and sharing my story, and I just appreciate being on, and I know you and Alicia are building a strong business as well, and there's just nothing better. There's just nothing better than having a business to work in like AMSOIL.
Well, I agree, and the people I have met over the years and the friends that I have and just going to AMSOIL University and meeting the people up at the company and, of course, you guys, at my first meeting back in Dallas, Texas in 2000, I'll never forget. I got on board. I got on the Bell train, as they call it, and maybe I was at the caboose when we started out, but I feel like I've gotten a little bit further up. I'm starting to reach for the
the
engine.
Michael.
That's right. And it's been a great business, and I'm looking forward to it for the next 40, 50 years. So thank you, Carol, and congratulations on continuing on your business. I know it's probably the hardest thing you've ever done in your life.
I know, but
to go
David
on with that, David.
David wouldn't have it any other way, that's for sure.
Exactly. He wouldn't. He wouldn't have it any other way. And but you've done a great job over the last couple of years. You've really been a trooper, and we're very proud of you, Carol, for continuing on with the AMSOIL business. So keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you so much, Michael. I will.
Okay, Carol. Good night. Thank you.
Good night.